Fox News poll, Joe Biden leads in battleground Pennsylvania. By Hannah Blow on April 23, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden, D, is leading President Trump in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, according to a Fox News poll released this week. The survey, taken April 18 to 21, 2020, among 803 Pennsylvania voters, showed the Democrat Party's presumptive nominee leading in the battleground state by 8 percentage points, 50% to 42%. The margin of error is +3.5%. This segment of voters who approve of the job Trump is doing but don't currently back him against Biden is interesting, says Democratic pollster Chris Anderson, whose firm conducts the Fox News poll with Republican Darren Shaw. If voters approve of his leadership style but are questioning if it is right for the future, holding on to Pennsylvania will be challenging for Trump. But if they like Trump personally and will line back up behind him in November, the race could be very close. President Trump secured a narrow victory in the Keystone State in 2016, besting Hillary Clinton by less than 1 percentage point. Meanwhile, a CNBC/Change research poll released Wednesday showed what appears to be a tight race in six key battleground states: Arizona, Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. The CNBC/Change research poll surveyed 5,787 likely voters across those six states April 17-18. Trump holds a slight edge in those states, 48% to Biden's 47%, bringing his lead within the survey's +1.3% margin of error. Voters in those states remain virtually split on who would do a better job handling the Chinese coronavirus epidemic, making health care more affordable, and leading a country recovering from a recession. Biden made waves on Tuesday after expressing excitement over the opportunity to implement institutional changes in the United States as the viral pandemic continues to ravage the economy and interrupt the livelihoods of millions of Americans. He said at the virtual fundraising event, "I believe, because, sort of, the blinders have been taken off. Because of this COVID crisis, I think people are realizing, my Lord. Look at what is possible. Look at the institutional changes we can make, without us becoming a socialist country, or any of that malarkey, that we can make to provide the opportunities to change the institutional drawbacks, from education, all the way through to all the other things we talked about. And if I sound like I'm excited, I am, because I really think about this, the United States, I am a student of history. The United States is one of the few countries in the world. Whatever crisis they're faced with, we've overcome it. And we've always come out stronger, better. We have a chance to really move the ball forward in the next 3 or 4 years," he added.